And today we continue our season in review for each club. We've done the Bulldogs. We're up to the Cowboys. Finished 15th. Had a points difference of minus 288. 7 wins, Loz, and 17 losses in their first season under Todd Payton. Very disappointing.
Most definitely. I was quite excited about the Cowboys this season. They lost 11 of their last 12 games. They've finished in the bottom four for the fourth straight year. And as you quite rightly mentioned, they only won 7 games. They only averaged 19 points per game. The big thing for them was they conceded 31 points on average. Obviously, with a new coach there, he tried to change the way that they play, tried to change their mentality. But to do that, you've got to have every player buying into it. I didn't think they had the right balance there in their team. They were unsure of where players needed to play. You know, at times there, he was talking about Jason Taumalolo, you know, playing only 40, 50 minutes. They played him on an edge. They played him through the middle. They didn't actually know how to get the best out of Taumalolo. I think Toddy thought that with Taumalolo, we've got him for long term. We've got to look after him a bit instead of just saying, well, bugger it. We've got to worry about the now, not worry about the future. And he needs to play big minutes and quality minutes, which he can do, but not specifically say how many minutes he's going to play throughout a game. Because if you've got 70% of the possession, why take him off the field? You know, you've just got to leave him on there, see how the game unfolds, and then make a decision from then. If he starts to get lazy and he's not putting kick pressure on, if he's not tying in defence, if he's not getting behind the ruck after a kick, after tackle three, well, then you look at those areas and think, well, we need to get him off the field and have a bit of a rest. But I wouldn't sort of say to him before the start of the game, you've only got so many minutes in today's contest. You just see how it sort of unfolds. Then you had Val Holmes, you know, on big money. We know what a great player he is, but they just didn't know where to play him. They played him fullback, they played him wing, they played him centre. So they've got to start to understand where those players fit in to their scheme. Then you look at their halves. Obviously, they weren't confident enough. They got Dearden midway through the year. He teamed up with Drinkwater, and now they've chased Chad Townsend. So that suggests to me they weren't happy with the way they were able to get around the paddock, and they weren't happy with their dominant playmakers. So they've reverted back to Chad Townsend, who's had success at Cronulla, winning a grand final there. But is he going to be the guy that can be the difference between taking them from the bottom four into the top eight? So for me, there's still a lot of question marks around this Cowboys side. I don't think they improve next year unless some of these kids just jump out of the ground. And if they do, that'll surprise me. I don't think you can go from where the Cowboys have been at to get to the top eight straight away, because I don't see where the improvement comes from.
The four from Jason Taumalolo has been stark, and you spoke about Todd Payton trying to find, you know, how best to use him, and it seems like he's focusing more on the analytics than the now, as you say. He's still only 28 years of age on a very long-term contract for big money. He was a Dally M medalist 5 years ago. He wasn't even in Buzz's top 50 in the Telegraph yesterday.
Oh, not on his performances this year. He only played 15 games. So they need to get more out of him. He broke his hand a couple of times, so there was excuses. But even when he was playing, he wasn't at his dynamic best. And he needs support around him, Taumalolo. He just can't do it all on his own. And there's a number of factors that come into play as well. The speed of the game probably caught some of these big players out this year too. You know, those big middles, once this six-to-go rule came into play, they were on their haunches. And if you were ill-disciplined at times, which the Cowboys were, you just can't compete in the modern game. So I think they have to reassess where they're at. I think they have to reassess how they use him and basically just say to him, you're out there until we see fit to make a change. We need him on the park. They've got a back rower called Lukey, who I think is going to be a very, very good player. He's someone that they'll get plenty of improvement out of. But when I look at the halves, I still have my doubts. Val Holmes, where do they play him? Do they play him fullback? Do they play him as a centre?
Well, he's on fullback money.
Mm. Well, you've got to get the best out of him. You've got to find a way to bring him into the game. And I don't think they got the best out of him and Taumalolo this season. So, you know, they played Jake Granville in the centres there towards the back end of the year. And I know they had some injuries, but you're taking a hooker and you're playing him in the centres. And to be fair, he did a reasonable job, but you can't sustain that. You can get away with it for a game or two, but... I just don't see where that improvement comes from the North Queensland Cowboys unless they've got some really good young kids that are just going to jump out of the ground next season.